Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. Thank you for joining us This Week in America. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones has certainly made extraordinary contributions in the fields of holistic health, anti-aging, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. She's also the author of many books, including Uplifted and the new companion book, A Hug in a Mug, revitalized with fruits, veggies, juices, soups, spices, teas, and healthy living extras. Refer to her website to find out how to get personally autographed copies of her books. Now, whether it's a new year, new season, new month, any time is a good time to make choices about improving your health. One of the best ways to bring wellness into your world is to decrease the level of stress you experience on a daily basis and rejuvenate your body and life. Sounds like a daunting task, but really it's very simple. With these 10 surefire tips, Dr. Susan will discuss on today's program. Now, with her practical suggestions, you can rejuvenate your body from head to toe, inside out. In other words, whole body, high level wellness is now within your reach. Get out your pen and paper because you'll want to take lots of notes during our conversation today. Are you ready to rejuvenate? I am. Dr. Susan, welcome to the program and rejuvenate me. I am all set and ready to go. What a pleasure to have you here talking about this topic. I love this topic, and you've come up with this acronym that's going to help us all remember so we take these 10 steps to rejuvenate.
And who's not ready to rejuvenate? You know, the world seems to be upside down. And like you said, right up front, it's new season, new month, new year, new week. You know, it's always good to make a fresh start. And I want to give you the most simple tips so that we can enrich everybody's lives.
Well, I appreciate that. And all of this information, by the way, if you're traveling and can't remember all of these, although we'll give you, like I said, the acronym Rejuvenate that will help you along the process, all this you'll find on Dr. Susan's website. Very simple, SusanSmithJones.com, a link on our website to get you there as well. And everything you've got, and that's why these conversations are so valuable, is relatable. We can take action. We can make our lives better. Talking about rejuvenation and shining today, let's get started.
Well, all right. Now, I had to take a little liberty with these letters that represent the acronym for Rejuvenate, so bear with me on that. So number one is R for the first letter of Rejuvenate, and that's for revitalize and refresh. Now, I think it's really important to create some breaks daily from sunrise to bedtime to support your mental health, and scarfing down your lunch in front of the computer doesn't count.
Okay.
A 10 minute respite during the day, you know, after a meeting, after running errands or something, it will foster vitality. And taking breaks during your workday, it's been proven to also help you prevent decision fatigue, boost energy levels, increase attention and focus, strengthen your memory, lower stress and anxiety, and to step out and see the bigger picture. And finally, and you and I have talked about this many times before, but it's so worth repeating, that in the morning you want to welcome the blank slate. And that's time you want to set aside, if at all possible, for nourishing your mind and body, because those first 40 minutes of the day sets the tone. So maybe you set your alarm 10 minutes early, allow for some mindful reflection, your to-do list. The quieter the morning, I always find, makes it the best time for getting organized for the day, for thinking about my goals that day, planning my to-dos accordingly. And I've mentioned this to you before, that it may sound simple and feckless, but it's not. Make sure to make your bed in the morning, because studies have found that making the bed each morning boosts happiness. And be sure to start the day, we'll talk a little bit more about this in a moment, with a healthy breakfast like my Revitalize and Detox smoothie you'll find right on my website. So just know throughout the day, you know, mid-morning, afternoon, evening after you come home from work, you want to revitalize, refresh, and press that reset button.
I was going to say it's almost like a reset for our mind and body, isn't it? We do this and we expect the computer to perform better when we do a reset. The same way with our body. If we take the time to reset, the performance is probably going to increase dramatically.
Yeah, absolutely. And I like what you just brought up, because just as our computers can get weak and a little slow and sluggish,
yes,
by running too many programs, our mind can also get discombobulated. Is that a word?
Yep.
If we are engaging in too much mental multitasking. So it's okay to unplug every now and then.
And as I mentioned in the beginning, these are all things that you can do. Here's something that you can do by making a little minor adjustment in your day. It's a little bit of time you're shifting, and you'll be better for it. We're talking about Rejuvenate and Shine. Our guest is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. The website she's talking about is susansmithjones.com for more information. We're going through Rejuvenate. Yeah, let's go on to the next one, which I believe is exercise, if I'm following the alphabet correctly.
Yes, that's for the letter E. Very good. You want to exercise for vitality. Now, people who exercise in the morning, like you and I do, Rick, I know you do, and that's the best time for both of us, but we tend to be the most consistent in our exercise habits because the distractions of the day don't interfere with following through. And you get your workout over in the morning, and then you eliminate the possibility of flaking out on your cardio after a long day at work. And early exercise, by the way, also helps you to earn your breakfast, and it gets those endorphins flowing first thing. So whether it's, you know, morning yoga or a walk in the neighborhood, a quick trip to the gym, some sit-ups and push-ups at home, whatever it is, exercising before work gives you that boost of energy for the entire day. If you're just not a morning person, if you're not bright-eyed and bushy-tailed at the thought of a 5 a.m. jog, don't despair, because after work you can exercise. You could take a midday break from work, but you just find a way that's best for you. Exercise is a bedrock of vibrant health. It is impossible, Rick, to be vibrantly healthy, even if you eat great foods, even if you keep stress down and get enough sleep. It is impossible to be vibrantly healthy without some kind of daily exercise. And I love Henry David Thoreau's beautiful quote, that is, an early morning walk is a blessing for the whole day. And I like to tell people to always walk your dog every day, whether you have a dog or not.
It's easy to do. There are things that you can do that makes it appear you're walking a dog and you don't have one. And feeding squirrels is something that I find is enjoyable in the morning as well. Do you find in talking to people that once they get started in that formula of getting up in the morning, going out and doing the walk, it becomes, they're sort of cranky if they don't do it in the morning, right? This is something they really look forward to, and you find you're making time in the day, even if you don't have any, because you want to get outside and walk some.
Yes, so you need to make yourself do it for you make a commitment for 21 days. Remember, Benjamin Franklin once said, whatever you do for 21 days will make or break a habit. So if you say, I'm going to start today, and you don't even need to say it's going to be at 5 a.m., don't set yourself up to fail, but just say every day, I'll do some exercise, and you fit it in. And if you skip a day, you've got to start back over, and you make yourself do that. But like you said, Rick, at the end of 21 days, it's like your body wants you to do it because you have so many benefits from it that you'll begin to actually look forward to it. And I promise you that you'll never end a workout and say, oh, boy, oh boy, I wish I didn't work out today. You will feel so good that you did. And this wonderful exercise not only benefits richly your whole physical body, but also your mental health as well. So important. And it's a key. It's the bedrock to vibrant health, and muscle mass is the number one predictor of how long you live. So in my book, A Hug and a Mug, I talk to you all about that in detail.
And A Hug and a Mug is now available wherever books are sold. I'll send you to Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. Information there to get an autographed copy. A Hug and a Mug, revitalized with fruits, veggies, juices, soups, spices, teas, and healthy living extras. Rave reviews internationally as well for the book, A Hug and a Mug. And again, all the information on Dr. Susan's website. You mentioned it before, the power of breakfast and how important that is. I think that's next on the list. Talk about the breakfast and really fueling ourselves for a good day.
Yes, I love that. And that's J in rejuvenate.
Yes.
See, Mom and Grandma were both right. Breakfast is indeed the most important meal of the day. And the word breakfast literally means breaking the fast from the night before. And breakfast does many things. It jumpstarts your metabolism because your body needs to be refueled for the tasks ahead of it. And studies reveal that those people who eat a healthy breakfast make much better choices throughout the day and have a better handle on controlling their weight. And by the way, rushing out the door with a cup of coffee to fuel you will set you up for low blood sugar that may cause you to give in to those unhealthy cravings and eat more calories to compensate during the rest of the day. In fact, Rick, research shows that skipping breakfast is more likely to result in weight gain than weight loss for that very reason. So make sure you eat a good breakfast. And whatever that is for you, healthy, healthy, healthy. You want to refuel your body with the healthiest foods possible. I have over 100 delicious recipes in A Hug and a Mug, and one of them is for basil seed, chia seed, flax oatmeal porridge or pudding. Mm. And you make it take 60 seconds the night before to put all this together. You put it in the fridge with a liquid. I usually use my homemade almond milk. And then the next morning, you have the best, what they talk about in England, oatmeal is porridge there. You have the most delicious breakfast cereal that I put a little nut milk on it, some berries, maybe walnuts, a little extra freshly ground flaxseed, maybe some sliced banana. It's absolutely delicious. And by the way, before I eat anything in the morning, I always have a big glass of warm to hot, not burning hot, but hot, fresh purified water with the juice of maybe a half a lemon in it, because that gets your colon moving. And as my grandmother taught me as a teenager, you always want to have a good bowel movement in the morning. And if you're lucky, a couple more bonus rounds during the day. But I promise you that if you start with something hot and then wait a few minutes, you know I always make a big tea kettle. Mine's glass, so I can look inside and see that it's very clean. And it holds about almost a half a gallon of water. And in that tea kettle, I put some coins of ginger and turmeric. So after I've had my hot water, I'm bringing the ginger turmeric tea to a boil, turning it down to simmer immediately for 5 minutes. And it makes this golden elixir that I then use throughout the day, maybe the base of a smoothie or maybe when I'm making some grain and you need liquid, or maybe I just put it in the refrigerator and it's a hot day possibly, and then I chill it, and I make one, you know, so that's fresh ginger turmeric tea. It's just a great way to start the day, and I have a spice chapter in A Hug and a Mug, how to get the most healing from your spice rack. I have a tea chapter with 33 teas that would be the best for your body and some you never want to drink that will surprise you. But that's just, and that recipe on how to make the tea and make it special, like when you're boiling the water and simmering, maybe put a basil leaf in to give you more antioxidants and a note of flavor. Maybe you put an inch of a cinnamon stick in the water to give it a little bit of cinnamon flavor.
Oh, yes.
Sometimes I'll put in a little sprig of rosemary or a leaf of sage, because those two help your cognitive function and give you a better memory and greater concentration. So all these little tidbits are important that I have in A Hug and a Mug. And remember, those first 40 minutes of the day set the tone. And if you're always busy and rushed in the morning, maybe the night before you set the breakfast table, make the kids' lunches, lay out your exercise or your work clothes, do whatever you can the night before to make that those first 40 minutes of the morning just the way you want the rest of the day to be.
So much information so far, much more to come. You're listening to This Week in America. Our guest is Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. The topic is Rejuvenate and Shine, and we have much more right after these messages. Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, our guest today is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. We're talking about Rejuvenate and Shine, simple, surefire tips for invigorating body, mind, and spirit. Want to talk now about nature's healing power. And that's so important because so often we grab or we call the doctor to get an antibiotic. We want to medicate, to make problems go away. We don't utilize nature's healing power. Talk about what we're missing, because it's pretty powerful, isn't it?
Oh, boy, is it ever, Rick. And this is one of the most important chapters in A Hug and a Mug. My mom and grandmother used to say, go outside to play and pray. And in studies I've read for years and in my own observation with myself and others, the more time we get outdoors into nature and appreciate the beauty and blessings of God's splendor, the more compassionate, forgiving, and kind we become. They've actually done studies on this.
Amazing.
I have some great studies in the book. And in all of my decades of hiking, Rick, I can't ever recall meeting a cranky, mean spirit, or cantankerous hiker. because all the people I pass on the trails are friendly and amiable and just wonderful to be around. And let's say it's snowing or freezing or you've got no area in your backyard where you could just maybe appreciate the beauty that you have or could have in your backyard. Whatever causes you not to be able to get outdoors, I make it up. Like some days I'm working so hard I just can't get outside. And I always, at my feet right now, my bare feet, I wish you could see, are on maybe we don't want to see, are on an earthing mat. Because when you go barefoot in nature, let's say your backyard or the sand at the beach, this is barefoot. Your feet, your body absorbs the healthy electrons literally from Mother Earth. It changes the functioning of your immune system and supercharges it. It changes the vibrational rate of the cells in your body. It can make your mood more positive. It can take away pain in your body. Being outdoors is always the best because you're breathing in the negative ions of nature. The negative ions are the ones that put you in a positive mood. But if you can't, like I have three of these earthing mats. One's under my feet right now at my desk. One's in front of a chair in my sunroom where I look out into the backyard when I'm sitting to meditate or reading the Bible or just reflecting. And I literally have another one at the foot of my bed on top of the fitted sheet so that my bare feet and ankles and lower leg can be right there on top of the earthing mat to get all the benefits. And if you think this is all crazy stuff from a woman who lives in West Los Angeles, think again. Go to my website and SusanSmithJones.com and go in the navigation bar to favorites. And the first little prompter is earthing. It's earthing. And on that earthing page, I've posted a one-hour documentary by medical doctors on how important it is to be barefoot, or, you know, maybe you have shorts and a t-shirt on and you're lying on the grass in the backyard. The benefits for your body, all scientifically documented. I write about it in A Hug and a Mug, but if you want to look at a documentary right now, you can even go to the search bar on my website and put in earthing or grounding, and you'll be amazed at the benefits, and it doesn't cost any money.
The website is SusanSmithJones.com. All the information there. And what Dr. Susan was just talking about, the importance of that. And again, most of the information we're talking about today, and probably all of it, and then some, in A Hug and a Mug. And you can order the book, find out about the book, order the book there as well. You talk about visualization, how important that is in planning the day ahead. Talk about visualizing your day ahead and why that's so beneficial.
Yes, and that's the V in rejuvenate. Yes. Yeah, it was Albert Einstein who once said, your imagination is a preview of your life's coming attractions. I love that. And visualizing success and positive outcomes in like your mind's eye is a way to help prepare us for the real thing. And decades of research back up Einstein's insightful sentiment. You know, you've heard of world-famous athletes who visualize, like shooting baskets or hitting a hole-in-one. And if visualization can make that much of an impact on human performance, imagine what it could do in your everyday life. And studies have actually found that when you visualize a little bit every day, you want to also feel the feelings of that wish fulfilled, that those joyful, happy feelings. If that were your goal, it's already come true. That makes a difference. But visualizing can enhance motivation, increase confidence, prime you for success. And visualization, I think, also comes in the form of positive affirmations. Like I am what? Competent. I am strong. I am grateful. I'm healed. I'm happy. I'm peaceful. I'm successful. Affirming oneself positively is a way of imagining you as your best self. And even, Rick, a minute of positive thinking can help you improve your mood and your outlook.
You're listening to This Week in America. Our guest is Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D. The topic today is Rejuvenate and Shine. All the information on the website, SusanSmithJones.com. Going back to the list, next up is eat more fruits and veggies. And it, again, this is so important and really makes a difference in our lives. Talk about that.
Yes, and that's the E for eat.
Yes.
More fruits and veggies. So I want to say to you that high water content produce, fruits and vegetables, is the most important health care that your money can buy. Obviously, vibrant health usually starts right in the kitchen by choosing the most delicious foods that also help to heal the body. And colorful, fresh produce, I'm not talking about canned, is chock full of vitamins, minerals, antioxidants. And these all neutralize free radicals that lead to things like cell damage, disease states, and premature aging. Fruits and vegetables, with thousands of studies, if you consume more, correlates with a reduced risk of cancer, heart disease, diabetes. The fiber in these foods helps your digestive tract keep humming along the way it was designed to. And the bonus of eating more fresh fruits and lots of vegetables is it will beautify your skin, make it younger, boost your metabolism, and elevate your mood. And make sure to eat most of these raw without cooking and taking all the nutrients out of them.
Yes.
That doesn't mean you can't steam and roast, but emphasize lots of raw fruits and vegetables. They have more electrons in them. They add more oxygen to your body, and they help with the friendly bacteria. And I assure you, if you start eating more of these fiber-rich foods, you will no longer need a little something in the bathroom to hold all your reading material, because you won't have all that extra time.
We'll have more time in our day. We'll be healthier. So many pluses there. And you talk about that, fruits and vegetables, extensively in A Hug and a Mug, Dr. Susan's new book, available wherever books are sold, of course, Amazon. And if you go to our website, information there, order it there, get an autographed copy there as well at SusanSmithJones.com. We're up to the Nate in Rejuvenate, and this is Nourish Overall Well-Being with Ample Sleep. Talk about the importance of that, and most of us are trying to cheat sleep. How can I get an extra a half hour, 45 minutes, an hour in my day, and it comes out of sleeping? Talk about why that's not a good idea.
Yeah, not a good idea. First of all, sleep is when your body heals, rebuilds, detoxifies, revitalizes, and rejuvenates itself. You don't want to eat too close to bedtime. And in my book, I have lots of my surefire tips on how to sleep like a baby. But you want to make sure when you sleep to stick to a sleep schedule, same time going to bed at night as waking up 7 days a week. Create a bedtime ritual that might include a warm bath with lavender. Keep your bedroom cool, dark, and quiet. Wear natural fiber PJs if you wear them, and natural fiber sheets. Don't use the cell phone right before bedtime, because it affects your brainwave activity, makes it difficult to sleep. If you have any weight to lose, you've got to make sure that getting enough sleep, like 7 to 8 hours a night, is non-negotiable. Sleep will improve your memory, promotes longevity, reduces inflammation, spurs creativity, improves physical performance, and also helps with mental tasks. And by the way, lack of sleep can be as damaging for our emotions as it is for our physical well-being, because getting too little sleep undermines your body's ability to deal with stress. Because during sleep, the body eliminates extra amounts of the stress hormone cortisol. And those, Rick, who get less than adequate rest and sleep are also more at risk for depression. So and then in my book, I have this little 3 to 5 minute exercise to do different kinds of nostril breathing that will help you fade off into dreamland and sleep like a baby.
All that is in A Hug and a Mug, and A Hug in a Mug, and that's available at Dr. Susan's website. All the information we're talking about, you will find there today. The monthly newsletters, you can sign up for that and get all of this delivered once a month. It's free. It's a wealth of information delivered right in your email. We're up now to attitude adjustment, basically, and you're talking about including plenty of gratitude there. Let's talk about adjusting your attitude. Why is that so important?
Yes, and by the way, we shouldn't leave counting our blessings and feeling grateful for that one Thanksgiving day every November.
Yes.
You always, every day, want to take a moment to be grateful for all you have, big and small. Because what you think about consistently brings more of the same right back into your life. And I think it's common sense that focusing on all your gifts and blessings rather than harping on everything that's wrong or unsatisfying can allow you to maintain a more optimistic perspective. And in my companion book to A Hug and a Mug called Uplifted, I have an entire detailed chapter with studies on the power of gratitude and another one on the power of kindness. And they found that those who catalog positive things in their lives on a regular basis are healthier, happier, more motivated, less stressed, and more well-rested. They also have more positive and fulfilling relationships with others. So keep your mind positive as much as possible. It's not, you know, it's sometimes this day in which we live, it's difficult, but be aware of what you're thinking. My grandmother always taught me your attitude is your mind's paintbrush. It can color anything. So I say, color your life positive. And in my companion book called Uplifted, I have a whole chapter called Speak and Write in a Positive Light. And part of that chapter is I've given you my favorite, most positive, constructive words, 260 of them, and then I have some lines at the end of that to say whatever I've missed, you know, of positive and constructive good words to use, you add them right here in the book. I'm just encouraging people to speak positively with others and also about themselves and to live more by the golden rule.
That book is Uplifted. That's available as well as A Hug in a Mug at Dr. Susan's website, susansmithjones.com. We're going through 10 simple surefire tips for invigorating body, mind, and spirit. You've got prayer, meditation, breathing. You touched on that briefly before. Talk about why those are so important.
Yes, and it's T for rejuvenate. Take time to pray, meditate, breathe deeply. So you don't need to be a monk to know how to meditate. It's like a simple, cost-free practice. My grandmother taught me as a teenager, and as much as possible on a daily basis, I've been doing it ever since. But I love the scientific studies that show that those people who meditate on a regular basis can slow down the aging process. Compared with people who don't meditate at the same age, they're physiologically and look 12 to 15 years younger. It boosts immunity. It lifts your mood from negative to positive. And it gets you out of your head. When you sit and maybe you just focus on your breathing, breathing deeply is one of the best and quickest ways to reduce stress, burn more calories, increase your creativity, release fear, bolster confidence, and supercharge your energy. When you sit and breathe and just focus on your breath, often when I'll tell you my little secret, what I do, I often use the Bible quote from Matthew 4:39. It's three words, peace, be still. And when I meditate, I breathe in slowly and deeply into myself. I say the word peace. And then I slowly exhale to be still. And so that helps me to not think about, when I focus on those three words, my to-do list, forgot to do, what I have to do after I meditate. It just puts me right there in a mindful present moment, gets you out of your head, back into your body. It will lower blood pressure, helps you to maintain emotional balance. It makes your body less reactive to stress hormones when you meditate and do deep breathing every day. Now, this might sound silly, but if you can do that outside with your bare feet on the grass, sitting in a chair, and you're doing this beautiful peace be still, and doing your deep breathing, then you'll get the earthing and you'll get the negative healthy ions from nature, and then your mind will go from negative to positive. And so keep in mind that meditation is like a triple whammy. It's a salve for mind, body, and spirit.
More in A Hug in the Mug, that book available, the new one, at Dr. Susan's website, and so much more information in there, and she sort of takes you by the hand and guides you through all these principles that she's talking about. We're now up to the E in Rejuvenate, and this would be Enjoy Daily Laughter and Tickle Your Funny Bone.
Well, you know, everyone's so serious about life, and, you know, it's no wonder with what's going on in the world and politics these days. But one way to mollify stress in your life is to make sure it's filled with lots of laughter. It's the elixir for the soul, and studies have shown that when you laugh, you release endorphins. Those act as natural stress busters. It gives your heart muscles a good workout. It improves circulation. It helps stimulate alertness hormones. It fills your body with oxygen-rich air. It helps relieve pain. And like Norman Cousins wrote about and taught me, he was a friend of mine, it counteracts fear, anger, and depression, all of which are linked to illness and stress. And there's this old Scottish saying I love, that angels fly because they take themselves lightly. And don't forget, too, Rick, to not only laugh as much as you can, surround yourself with people and or TV shows. Like, I always laugh when I watch America's Funniest Videos Sunday night. That always makes me laugh. But remember to laugh at yourself once in a while when you make a mistake or do something unexpected. You know, it's like a humbling experience and one that reminds you not to take life so seriously. So there you have my 10 steps, and see how many you can incorporate in your life today, maybe this week, this month. Share them with family and friends. And I want to just remind everyone to not forget to go out and celebrate yourself and life every day. Life's meant to be enjoyed.
So enjoy it. And you can do that by following what Dr. Susan has talked about on the program today and outlined in detail on her website, in her books, Uplifted and the new companion book, A Hug in a Mug, revitalized with fruits, veggies, juices, soups, spices, teas, and healthy living extras, basically the topic of today's program. All of this, again, on Dr. Susan's website, including the newsletter. Let's take a few seconds here at the end. Talk about the newsletter and the fact that if you want a copy of A Hug in a Mug or several copies, you can get them autographed.
Yes, absolutely. So, by the way, A Hug in a Mug comes in Kindle, a black and white version, and a color version. Kindle's always color, but the color printed version is really my favorite and the best.
Beautifully
done.
And
if you go right to SusanSmithJones.com, and you go in the navigation bar where it says books, and then scroll to the first entry, A Hug in a Mug, you'll be able to read book reviews, see the whole table of contents, read the entire foreword by a medical doctor, get a sampler of the book so you can see what's inside of the book, and on my website is where you can go to get autographed copies that I ship all over the world. So that's a good place to look. And also, sign up for my free monthly healthy living newsletter. You get a lot of gifts from me when you sign up. And one of them is the most delicious, if you like chocolate, moist, fudgy beet brownie. I have a picture of it and the recipe. And listen, it's worth it to sign up just to get this recipe. You'll want a quadruple. That's not in A Hug and a Mug. That's if you sign up for my healthy living newsletters. And it takes about 15 seconds to sign up.
And you will look forward to getting the newsletter every month. You can follow Dr. Susan, of course, on X, formerly Twitter, and it's at Susan Smith Jones. I keep wanting to say .com, but at Susan Smith Jones. And you can follow her at SusanSmithJones.com as well, the website, and get all of the information there and all of this on Dr.
Susan. And by the way, Rick, Amazon has my books. And the color one costs just a little bit more. And you'll, you know, so you have a choice between Kindle, black and white, and color. If you don't know which one to get, I encourage you to definitely get the color one, because when you have a book with photos and recipes, it's nice to see everything in color.
Well, it is. The book is beautifully done. It's stunning. It will be an addition to the family library. You can put it at, you know, the coffee table. You can leave it out. You've got it there that you can go reference it. You'll find other people in the family will be referencing it as well, trying to rejuvenate and shine, just like we've talked about during the course of the program today. Dr. Susan, always a pleasure. Thank you for being with us. We'll do it again next month.
Thank you. I look forward to it. And don't forget to celebrate life today.
We will definitely do that. And it's been such an enlightening program. I really appreciate Dr. Susan being with us on a monthly basis. We'll do it again next month, another topic. And all this information in our archives, by the way, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll find past programs, many of them on Dr. Susan's website as well, susansmithjones.com. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.